Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's Amy Marks, Kors, and Chris Ranji, hour two of three, and it is time to go to the guest line, a friend of the show. We've had him on multiple times. You have heard him before. CBC graduate, St. Louis native. It is Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, retired of the U.S. Army, and he is with us now on 104.1 FM KMOX. General, good to talk to you. How are you doing?
Hey, happy new year, Chris, to both you and Amy and to all the people who are listening to your terrific show. It's good to be with you again.
What an endorsement. Thank you. And same to you. There's never a lack of things to discuss. And now we have this military operation in Venezuela, which the United States went in, captured their dictator, Nicolas Maduro, brought him back to the United States. He's in New York in court here. What are your thoughts on the operation?
Well, there's a couple of ways to separate it, Chris, to be honest with you. The first part is the if you look specifically at the military operation, it was well conducted. I would expect nothing else. You're talking about special operations forces. And by the way, for you and your listeners, don't ever call special operations forces special forces, because that's a different category. But oh. I digress. Special forces are the guys that wear the Green Berets, and they have a mission within special operations, but not specifically the kind of missions we saw this weekend, which were conducted by Delta Force Army guys, Rangers Army guys, SEAL teams, Navy guys, and a lot of aviation from both the Air Force and probably the Marines. So that's the whole special operations force. And that was conducted brilliantly, as they always do. But all things considered, whenever you're talking about these kind of operations, that's the first step that the military usually does in a good manner, and they execute it. But then you get into the second step, which is what happens next. I've compared this to what occurred in Iraq, where in 2003, where the invasion was extremely successful and effective. But then came the rest of the story after the combat operations were ended and it went into an insurgency. You know, I won't say that Venezuela is exactly like Iraq. It's not. But there are some potential items that could really thwart the operations in that country, such as who's in charge. what part of the Venezuelan government is still operational. Is their security forces up and tied to the old regime, or are they prepared to execute new operations under the control of both the new president of Venezuela as well as whoever the United States puts in charge into that operation? And it appears, even though the president said on Saturday, as he when he was asked who's in charge of the new phase, he kind of swung around and there were four people standing behind him, the Secretary of State Rubio, Secretary of Defense Hegseth, his White House special advisor Miller, as well as CIA Director Radcliffe. And he said, these are the guys in charge. Well, whenever you form a committee like that, when you're talking about post-combat operations, it's going to get confusing and chaotic from the very beginning, which it will even add more to the chaos that already exists whenever you overthrow a government or a leader of a government. So there are about 1,000 things that are going on right now in terms of the what's next. And, you know, I could go through all the things that thwarted us in Iraq, but I won't do that. But I got to tell you, I have pages and pages of lessons learned from my time over a couple of years in that country in terms of what happened after the combat operations was over. And that's a long opening, so I'll stop there and let you ask another question.
No. And I know how we view this in the coming weeks, months, years, probably all hinges on the what's next. But if I could kind of isolate that moment of the U.S. seizing Maduro, and I've seen just celebrations in the streets from the people in Venezuela. I saw the Nobel Peace Prize winner and the political activist, opposition activist at peril of her own life, Maria Corina Machado, you know, saying, yes, Venezuela has not been free for years and years and years under this regime. So in that moment, was that a good and joyous moment for Venezuela?
Well, sure it was. But again, I'm going to use the comparison to Iraq. If you're not old enough to remember this, Amy, but back in 2003, you were what, 2 years old at the time?
Or no.
Like in 2003?
I appreciate it.
I remember the statue
Let's
coming down
that.
And people celebrating the Saddam Hussein statue coming down.
Well,
didn't turn out great.
Statues down, celebrating, you know. That's what happens when you have an authoritarian ruler overthrown and the people who have been subjugated by that authoritarian ruler feel like they're going to be free. That lasts for a certain amount of time until the trains start stopping and not running on time and the electricity goes out and the security forces that are beholden to the old dictator start doing strange things. And the insurgents start saying, hey, how do we take advantage of this? And you've got within Venezuela, literally hundreds of gangs, some that are associated with drug cartels, some that are just gangs, and they have an economy that's really been in bad shape for the last 20 years. So yeah, it's in a, you know, it's a moment of celebration, but then what? And that's where we're going to be in the next couple of days. And we're going to see some of that. The other thing, by the way, you know, in terms of the kinetic strike that occurred early Saturday morning, one of the things that surprised me, and I'll just throw this out there, that whenever you have an authoritarian regime overtaken by a military force, which our Delta Force and SEALs did going in on Saturday morning, one of the first targets you have are the radio and TV stations and shutting them down. When right after the attack, those TV stations and radio stations were still broadcasting. And by the way, that's a warning to both of you. If anybody ever comes into the United States to kind of take over, get the hell out of KMOX, okay? Empty the rooms out. But really, that's seriously the thing that you want to stop broadcasting until you get control of the state. Now, that's usually not a military mission unless you want to bomb that facility. So the very fact that they were still broadcasting, and some of it was pro-regime broadcasting early Saturday morning, there was a lot of things going on that station. So that kind of taints what occurred a little bit in the early phases of this campaign.
What happens in a situation like this where the pretext for it is a little, you know, it's a little murky because this may not be legal in the first place for us to go over there.
Right.
We don't even know if the reason they grabbed him and brought him back to the United States even makes any sense. Because there are a lot of dictators out there. We just happen to choose this one to go after. So when it's like this and the military is involved, is there a conflict there if military leaders are not exactly sure that it's a legal operation?
There is. And again, it's all about following legal orders. And first, I want to kind of reinforce what you just said, Chris, about what did Maduro do? Well, he's obviously kind of a bad guy. He does have links to drug trafficking, but there were others in his regime that were just as dangerous and had a price on their head as he did. And none of those individuals were taken out. So they're still in the government. And then you also have to consider the president of Honduras that was released by the Trump administration just a few weeks ago, the president of Honduras was serving a 20-year sentence for drug trafficking and bringing tons of illicit drugs into the United States. So there's that contention right there. But getting back to your key questions in terms of legal versus illegal orders, yeah, that's always a question that a military commander has to really analyze and investigate. And truthfully, I don't know. There's usually, as part of the rules of engagement, the legalities associated with any kind of attack. This was allegedly, as I've heard, not Secretary Rubio said yesterday that this was a military action in support of a legal action by the Department of Justice. So if you're telling me as a military commander, hey, you're just supporting the Justice Department, then that's up to the Justice Department to determine whether it's a legal action or not. And if they say yes, and I'm just supporting them, although there was sure a whole lot of kinetic activity, like bombs dropping and gun shooting, it sure sounds like a military operation to me. But that's where I don't have the details of what was told to these military commanders and what they were expected to do.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
We're speaking with retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling. I know we only have a minute or two left, but what does this mean for our relationship with China, Russia, and Iran?
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of things coming out of those three countries right now. They've all condemned the action officially. But I'd even expand it a little bit more, Amy, to the countries in the region. You know, you also have Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, Peru, Ecuador, and others talking about what this is doing in terms of a regional alliance. And, you know, this isn't my region. I've spent some time in Colombia and in Brazil, but, you know, I don't know the region well. My region was Europe primarily and the Middle East. But whenever you have an action in one country, it's going to affect everybody in that region, and they're all concerned about it. And that's especially exacerbated when you have the president talking and Secretary Rubio talking about now going after other countries like Colombia and Mexico and some of the others. So I think it puts a pale on our relationships and our alliances with some of these countries. And I'm not sure that's the best approach to take from a diplomatic standpoint. Again, once more, I'm talking out of my lane. I'm a military guy, but I know diplomats have a tendency to see this as not very helpful.
General Hertling, we always appreciate your time. Thank you for jumping on. We do know you are very busy today, but thank you for giving us some time anyway.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Always good to come back, at least virtually, to St. Louis, and appreciate all you all are doing by feeding people the news.
Thank you so much. Lieutenant General Mark Hertling joining us, a CBC grad and St. Louisan and a friend of the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.